Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's November 17, 2014, and this is episode 448. Today we're going to take a look at how to create a fully automated scheduled printer workout to prevent printer head cleaning after periods when the printer was not used, to avoid having the printer throw away large amounts of ink. When I first bought my Canon ImageProGraph IPF 6350 24-inch wide large format printer, I was impressed with how seldom it cleaned its heads, the print heads. At least until Canon did some maintenance on the printer and changed the main board, essentially upgrading it to a newer version. And since then, whenever I print after not printing for more than 7 days, my printer insists on running at least one, but often more than one, print head cleaning jobs, throwing ink away, which can be an expensive deal. To stop it from doing this, I created an image that, when printed, gives the print heads a workout, and I found that if I printed that file at least once a week, or before the 7 days is up, the printer would not clean its heads anywhere near as often. The problem remained, though, that if I was away on tour or simply so busy that I forgot to print the workout image, I would still be faced with the head cleans. So I set about the task of automating the process. I have an iMac in my studio that's always on, so I initially tried to use the built-in Automator application in the Mac OS, but it was really difficult to create something that would work without issues, and I was never able to figure out how to make the job run automatically at scheduled times. Eventually, I bought Keyboard Maestro, and in less than an hour, was able to figure out how to schedule my print job to run at 8:30 a.m. every Tuesday and Friday morning, and it's been running flawlessly, so I'm going to share what I did with you today in the hope that it will help you if you need to do something similar. Unfortunately, Keyboard Maestro is only available for the Mac, so if you're a Windows user, please just use this information to help build something similar, but I don't have any recommendations on tools, etc. Similarly, if you don't use Lightroom, this might not be as useful, but hopefully will provide you with ideas. First, let's take a look at how I built my printer workout image and my thinking behind it. In Photoshop, I created a file that is almost 24 inches wide so that it fills the width of my roll paper. I added both a gamut chart and a Granger chart, and I also flipped both charts in a second copy. My thinking behind this is that I wanted to force every nozzle on the two print heads in my printer to actually spit out some ink. This is why I tried to use every color and created an image slightly larger than the height of my print heads. I don't know exactly how this works in the printer, so I might be missing something, but it's working for me so far. You can download my printer workout file in the blog post for this week's episode. If you're already there, you'll see the links in the blog post. But if not, go to mbp.ac/448 and you'll see the links embedded in the blog post. In the file, I have left each element on its own layer, so you can move them around and create smaller versions. For example, if you need to do this on an A4 or a letter-sized page, for example, you can move these things around and create your own. The charts themselves can be easily generated in Photoshop. For information on how to create a gamut chart and a Granger chart, there's also a link to an excellent tutorial over on the Luminous Landscape website. Once you have your printer workout image, you'll want to create a new Lightroom catalog that contains only this image. I'll share my Keyboard Maestro macro in this post too, so if you use the same naming conventions that I state here. It will probably work for you as well straight out of the box. Go to the Lightroom file menu and select New Catalog. To make my backups easier, I actually created my catalog inside my Lightroom catalog folder in a subfolder called Daily Print. The Lightroom catalog is usually in your Pictures folder on your Mac. The path would be something like Users and then your name, and then Pictures, Lightroom, Daily Print. Call your new catalog Daily Print as well if you want to give my own macro file a go. You can see that I started this project thinking that I'd run the print every day, but I later found that this isn't necessary and I left my names as they were, so bear with me on the Daily Print thing. Once you have your new catalog created, import the Daily Print PSD file, or your file if you've created your own. And you'll want to add this, just this one file, to the catalog. This is important because we need to ensure that this image is selected when we read that, when we switch to that catalog for the automation. To make the automation process easier, we're going to ensure that all of the parameters necessary to print our workout images are set and saved as a print job. Your workout image should be selected in your Daily Print catalog, so go to the Print module and set up your paper size. This will vary depending on the paper that you want to print, and the settings will also vary from printer to printer, so you'll have to figure out a lot of this part yourself. For example, under Page Setup in the Print module, I created a custom page size of 8 by 24 inches. I actually don't need this to be 8 inches high, but that's the smallest page that I can specify. But we'll work around that later by telling the printer not to print the white space. Next, under the printer settings, I set the paper. In my case, I use very thin Canon semi-gloss photo paper, HG170. I use this very thin media because it has to stay in the printer all of the time. If you use thicker media, leaving it in the printer causes it to bend to the shape that it's fed through the printer at, and then when you start printing, you can get a head strike on the edge of the paper, which can seriously damage your printer. I know this because it's happened to me and I had to have both print heads replaced. Note from the dialogue that I'm showing on the blog or in the Enhanced podcast at the moment that I had the highest print quality set because A, I always do, and B, because I want to give the printer a good workout. I also usually turn on print preview in this dialogue, so that I can check the print before it goes to the printer, but this will be printing while we aren't even around, so it just makes the automation more difficult, and so I just turn it off. In the Page Setup dialog, I select my 24-inch roll printer and turned on the No Spaces at Top or Bottom option. This way, only the areas of the page that we send to the printer that have anything to actually print will be printed. The result is that my printer only uses 2 inches of paper to print this out. That's how we work around the minimum 8-inch height thing that we mentioned earlier. Back in Lightroom, you'll need to set your margins and other layout settings, and if you will be printing with an ICC profile, ensure that that is selected, and any other print settings to match your media, etc. And then hit the plus button at the top of the collections panel in the left sidebar of the Lightroom print module. And save a print called Daily Print. Don't put it into a collection or anything, just save it in your collections. I actually save a preset with all of these settings in my printer driver, as you can see in the dialogue that we just looked at. I call it SGP for semi-gloss photo, HG170, no space or preview. I don't think that the preset is necessary, and the name really doesn't matter here. The important thing is that the print that we just saved in Lightroom contains all of this information, including the page size and print settings. So whenever we open your daily print catalog and go to the print module and then send the shortcut via the automation program that we'll look at shortly, we'll send a shortcut for the print job to actually be sent to the printer. It'll all just work. Finally, ensure that your print job is selected under the collections menu and close Lightroom. If you're going to create your Keyboard Maestro macro from scratch, I recommend that you switch back to your main Lightroom catalog before closing Lightroom, because that's how you'll usually be using Lightroom, and we need to cater for that in our macro. I tried a few options to automate this process, but by far the most stable and easy to use is Keyboard Maestro. This is a paid product, currently retailing for $36, but in my opinion, it's worth every penny. Not only for this purpose, but you can automate so much else with Keyboard Maestro too. Note that there is currently an issue if you're using macOS X Yosemite, and you'll need to do a bit of a workaround to add accessibility control to Keyboard Maestro. But easy to follow instructions are available in their forum, and I have also linked this, a link directly to the forum post in the blog post for this as well. So if this affects you, take a look. If it's probably already going to be fixed before too long, they believe it's a Yosemite problem, not theirs, but it's probably going to be fixed soon because it's affecting a lot of people and a lot of different applications. So it might not affect you. Note too that as far as I can see, the trial version of Keyboard Maestro that you can download is pretty much fully functional. I created my macro entirely using an unlicensed version and then bought a license once I was sure that I could make it work. Once you have Keyboard Maestro installed, I recommend that you watch the short tutorial that comes with it and get an idea of how to build a simple macro. But then let's take a look at how to build our daily print macro. I created a group called MBP Macros to put this in, and then hit the plus button at the bottom of the macros sidebar. As we can see in this image that I'm currently displaying in the Enhanced podcast or on the blog, give your macro a name and hit the plus button at the bottom of the right pane, and you'll basically go through and add each action from the various groups of actions on the left. I've created this image with a breakdown of what I did, and I'll quickly run through this in the audio for the sake of the listeners, but you're really going to need to go and look at the image in the blog post. Like I say, it's at mbp.ac/448 to really get an idea of what we're doing here. So I called my macro Run Print Every Tuesday and Friday, and you can change this easily after the event. It doesn't have to be set in stone. The last thing that I did, but it's the top of the macro that we'll see. You set a time to run your print job, and I'm going to have this run at 8:30 on Tuesdays and Fridays. You just need to deselect the days that you do not want the script to run. Then you'll want to add an open file action to open your daily print catalog. This is important. You need to open the catalog, which in turn will open Lightroom. Don't open Lightroom as an application, because then you've got to go and search for the catalog. Also, make sure that you leave this action to open with the default application. If you select Lightroom 5, you'll have to change this later. And catalogs should always be opened with Lightroom, so just leave that as default application. Pause then. I've put a 10-second pause in to give Lightroom time to start. You might need to make this more if it's obviously going to be running while you're not around, so you can make this 30 seconds or a minute, it doesn't really matter. Then it gets a little bit complicated. You're going to have to add an if-then-else action from the control flow group. When you open a catalog that is not the last catalog that you were using, Lightroom, unless you tell it not to display this warning, will ask you if you want to relaunch. So because I didn't want to turn that warning off completely, I've added this if-then clause. So basically, this is going to look for a button called relaunch in a dialog. And if it sees it, it will press it. Otherwise, it'll enter a shortcut to go to the print module. Then pause for 3 seconds just to give the program, to give Lightroom time to move to the print module, and then send the shortcut to print. Remember that because we've set all of this up and we've saved a print, and the catalog is saved with that saved print selected, it's all just going to work. So all you need to do is to tell Lightroom to print. I then added a pause for 10 seconds, and that just gives Lightroom time to send the print to the printer. And then we open a new file, which is the original Lightroom catalog, your main Lightroom catalog. We do this so that it puts Lightroom back in a state where it was when you finished using it, assuming that you normally use just one catalog, or you at least want to go back to a specific catalog that you normally use in your daily workflow. Again, the Lightroom is going to throw the dialog that asks you if you want to relaunch. The next action will hit that relaunch button and then pause for 5 seconds again, just to give it time to relaunch. And then we're going to send the command and Q key to just quit Lightroom. So that basically, it starts it up. Remember, the important thing to note here is that when we are hitting these buttons, the reason that a lot of automation programs don't work is because they're looking for mouse clicks at certain locations on the screen. And if that changes, they stop working, they just break. Here, we're actually looking for a button that says relaunch. It's nothing to do with the coordinates of where that button is on the screen. So it works much more stably than anything else I've tried. The only thing that caught me out as I got used to using Keyboard Maestro was selecting the days on which I wanted to run this macro. I tried setting a time just a few minutes into the future, and what I thought was selecting the day, but the macro wasn't running, and I started to look through the documentation and couldn't find anything. And then I realized that every day is selected by default. And when you click a day, you're actually deselecting it. So I was deselecting the day that I was trying to run my test on, and that's why it wasn't working. So basically, when you deselect a day, it makes it look a little bit paler than the selected days. So you can see that in the screenshot that I have this macro to set up to run at, like I say, 8:30 a.m. on Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm running it twice a week because once a week is right on the limit of 7 days, which forces my printer to run the head cleaning process. I have this run before I'm generally in my studio, so that I'm unlikely to be actually using Lightroom when this happens. And because we set our catalog back to our main catalog after printing our workout image, it doesn't require any action when we start to work on the computer again later in the day. And again, because I left the pull down for with to tell the macro which application to open the Lightroom catalogs in as the default application, because Lightroom catalogs will always, pretty much usually, be automatically set to open in Lightroom, we can leave it like this. And I'm thinking that unless there's any huge changes in Lightroom itself, this will probably future-proof our developing this macro here, because it'll just run after Lightroom has been upgraded to a different version. Similarly, it's a good idea to name your main Lightroom catalog something more generic too. Usually, Lightroom creates a catalog with the version number included, like Lightroom 5 catalog. but you can name this anything you want, even an existing catalog. Just go to the folder where your Lightroom catalog is saved and rename the Lightroom 5 catalog.lrcat file, or whatever version you're at when you read this, and just call it something like Lightroom catalog, remove the 5. And also ensure that you rename your Lightroom catalog previews.lrdata file to the same file name with previews written on the end. I have my catalog named as just Lightroom catalog.lrcat, and my previews file is called Lightroom catalog previews.lrdata. Because we don't actually call Lightroom 5 by name, unless the functionality changes greatly in the future, a future version, we should have a relatively future-proof macro here, as I say. If you would like to download my macro and give that a try, there's a link, just says click here in the blog post where it's at below the heading My Macro if you're listening to this. And do let me know how it goes in the comments. I'm not going to be supporting this as such, but if my macro helps you to get started, then that's great. The only thing that you will definitely have to change is the path to your Lightroom catalogs. Other than this, it might just work, and I'd be grateful if you could let me know how you get on in the comments below the blog post. If you do have any questions, enter them as comments too, but again, I'm not committing to provide support for my macro or Keyboard Maestro. I'll help as I can as time allows, and for general Keyboard Maestro help, you'll need to visit their website. Before we finish, I should also say that this is possible because I leave the printer turned on all the time. In fact, with many large format printers, you're supposed to leave them turned on. They go into standby mode after a predetermined time, and you leave them on because they wake themselves up periodically to agitate the inks to stop them from clogging. Because of this, when my macro sends the print job to the printer, it automatically wakes up, and then an hour after the workout, it just goes back to sleep again until I use it or until the next workout job is sent. And it hopefully goes without saying, but unless you're having problems with your printer cleaning its heads too often, you probably don't even need to do this. And if your printer doesn't have the ability to be left in standby mode, then you may not be able to use this method anyway. Some printers have driver options to turn them on at certain times, turn them off at certain times. Look into that and see if you can make it work if you need to. Please do check all of those things out before spending too much time or any money trying to make this work. Okay, so there you have it. I was very impressed with Keyboard Maestro and the ease of use. If this helps you out, that's great. If you're on Windows or don't use Lightroom, then I hope that this has at least given you some ideas if you need to do something similar. Good luck. And before we close, I'd like to let you know that my Namibia Full Circle Tour next year with Jeremy Woodhouse has had a slight date change, but it's going ahead from August 10 to 26, and there are only a few places left. If you'd like to join Jeremy and I in that magical corner of Africa, visit mbp.ac/Namibia2015 for details. And if you book your spot, please tell Jeremy that you heard about this from me. Or drop me a line if you have any questions or concerns. You can reach me on info@martinbaileyphotography.com or use the contact form on the website. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.